producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569 is a way to get in touch with me. Basically, any time, any day, any place, but the way to actually be able to interact with me is to use that number, 855-993-7569. Between noon and 3, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard, or even Eastern Daylight. It's always 12 to 3, regardless of what the clock says, right? And I will chat with you about whatever it is that's on your mind. And what seems to be on a lot of people's mind this today and this week and this season, other than the big fella. Actually, we have an email, which I will find for Manny, that we can talk about the big fella, because it's been sort of floating around, which we haven't actually gotten to, and we'll get that done this week, if not today. I don't know. You know, it's a little hard to predict exactly how the program's going to go, since it's much more dependent on y'all than it is on me. You can tell I'm not a control freak. I don't have any idea what we're going to be talking about. I digress, though. It's protests of people, and the protests have fallen basically into two separate categories. One has to do with basically, let me not put too fine a face on it, is police violence toward white police officers toward, in three instances, unarmed black victims. And certainly, Ferguson was the first and the most publicized, I suppose. But there's also been one in New York, and there have been a couple more all over the country. And in both the one in Ferguson and the one in New York City, grand jury said, gave a buy, which is, it's a little hard to know. There's a difference between about something that's legal and something that's just. And they're not the same. And legal is a system of rules. Justice has to do with morality. And they're not really the same. And one would hope that they overlap, or that there's not a huge discrepancy between the two. But that's not always the case. And I suppose that's part of what the protests are about. The second has to do, I suppose, again, with legality and morality, which are not the same. Having to do with minimum wage and what is legal to pay somebody and what's moral to pay somebody. And the big deal around here, at least, over the weekend was McDonald's, who posted, profits of something close to $3 billion last year, and saying, okay, maybe you could afford to pay your people more than $8 an hour. Do you really need a corporation that's making $3 billion a year profit? Not income, profit. And could maybe some of that profit be better used, perhaps more morally used? So what we asked people on Facebook is did we say what people thought should be protested, or what they were willing to protest? How did we actually say it?
It was, if you could protest anything, what would it be?
Okay.
Yeah, right. We got 31 comments on it.
Which is fair number. All right, so what would you protest? Have you ever protested anything?
I personally have not, no.
But never?
Never. But
wow.
I've seen, I've got friends that have protested certain things, all right.
I will give you this will sort of cement people's. All right, I'm of the generation that we protest. All right, I will tell you my first protest, which was so silly, in retrospect, and man, we took it so seriously. I was in college, and as I said, I've noticed that protests tend to happen during good weather. That we all believe strongly, unless it rains on us. And my first protest was I was in college, and I was, I was not a freshman. I think it was either a sophomore or a junior. And we had, like most colleges, we had a student newspaper, and it was called the Rice Thresher, and the offices were on the second floor of the student union, and the ruling was that you were not allowed to have food in the office, which of course makes no sense, but nevertheless. And so someone discovered that they had donuts in the Thresher office, at which point they suspended the paper. They suspended the editor, whose name I remember. I can actually tell you who it was, but I'm not going to, because he's probably gone on to bigger and better things and will sue my cute little butt. But they suspended him. They put him on academic probation, I guess. They put him on probation. And for breaking the rule that there was not, because he was the editor. I don't even know if he bought the donuts or not. That was a little unclear at the time, but they suspended him. Again, they didn't suspend the newspaper, just him. And we decided in our righteous indignation that this was an example of freedom of the press. Okay, a little tenuous. But hell, you know, if you're that age, that you connect dots that are maybe not even dots,
yeah,
let alone should be connected. So we organized a protest about freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And Rice was a relatively small school. There were, in my freshman class, there were 450 when we started. I think there were 225 or 200 and something like that when we graduated. So it had a pretty high attrition rate. And they had, so Rice undergraduate was, I think, 1,250 total, and then 250 graduate students. And so we got maybe, I don't know, we had a pretty good turnout. We had 500 or 600 people, which was a lot. I mean, that's, you know, that's basically close to half the student body, especially undergraduates. And we protested in the quadrangle, and we got together a petition. But what we did, this shows how incredibly naive we were and how un-Berkeley we were, that we presented, we said that we were going to present the petition to the president's office at 3 o'clock. That's, you know, I guess it was in the newspaper. So guess what the president did? Because he was actually, it turns out, as I say this now, he was from Berkeley. He had come from University of California school system. So he knew about serious protests, opposed to those of us who idiot children. So he just arranged not to be in the office. So, you know, you're presenting a petition, which was somewhat bogus to say the least, to a president who wasn't there. So that was my initial introduction to the wide world of protest. Needless to say, there was no tear gas involved. There was no issue involved. We talked about him. And I guess the issue was, actually, I think now as I remember the song, they called it Double Donut Pro. Apparently, they found donuts in the office and told him not to do it again, and then they did it again. I think that was really the issue. So, so that's when they suspended him. And I don't even remember what happened. I mean, we were so involved in it. The paper continued to go out. He graduated. President made sure he wasn't there, and we got back to finals. All right, so that was my initial, you can tell, incredibly nonviolent protest. But then got involved in protests against the war, and we really felt, we were the generation that felt that we actually had some impact. And we protested.
At the Vietnam War?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We wore, and I can remember when my daughter was a baby, she had a bumper sticker for some presidential candidate. No, we just really felt that we should show up. And I was never luckily involved in any of the anything violent. My obstetrician told me that if he had to deliver my daughter in, or we didn't know it was a daughter, but if he had to deliver me in jail, he was going to charge me an extra $500, and I just didn't have that money. So there was one protest that I think actually did turn violent that I was not at, because I couldn't have, I was like 9.5 months pregnant and just could not afford the extra $500 to be in prison. So I've never been arrested, thank you very much. I've been in prison a couple of times, but it was to do broadcasts. And let me tell you, being locked in a cell, even for a broadcast, knowing that you're only there temporarily, makes you very convinced you don't ever want to be arrested. All right, we'll talk about protests when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569, which exactly as the guy says, it's 855-99-DR-JOY. Jody, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, good day, Dr. Joy. So nice to hear you.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
What's nicer is being able to call you.
Indeed, I'm delighted. How am I going to help you today?
Well, I wanted to comment, number one, on the fact that you know, for the last 3 or 4 months. Y'all made a change, evidently, because we weren't able to contact you from down here, and there's so many people who listen to you. I'm glad you did whatever fix was necessary to give us access to you.
Oh, well, I didn't realize you didn't. I'm so glad. I'm so glad whatever it is that we fixed, so yay.
Yeah, I've sent a couple of emails to the website, and I hope maybe they had caught whatever. But it's just nice to be able to talk back to you. I wanted to bring up a fact of a situation where it's, I guess you could call it grief in the holidays.
Okay.
My mother passed away about a month ago, and it's. First holiday, really, that there won't be any family.
Yeah.
You know, it's just me. I'm the oldest now in the family. My sister lives in the States. My brother's here, but it's just not a good scene. And it's something I've supposed it's just going to go away over time.
Well, yes and no. I hear what you're saying, but this year will probably be the most difficult. Just because it's the first, and her passing is so recent. Do you have family? Do you have like wife and kids and whatever?
No, I don't. I'm divorced, and my kids are both in college in the States.
Okay.
And
Jody, I hear what you're saying. Let's divide this into two separate parts. One is mourning your mom. And the second is, well, what do I do about the holiday? All right, and let's make them two separate.
Okay.
And maybe we should do the second part first, because I think to a certain extent the second part is going to determine the first part, the first part's more important. But with a holiday looming, you have to remember this. You know, even though we make it a season, it's not. That Christmas is really just one day. It really is just 365th of the year, which is what, less than 3%. So. And that's something to remember when you're not looking forward to it. And it may be that this is a year that you and your brother who live close by get together and do something fun, if that's a possibility. It may be the year that you go to the States and visit your kid. It may be a year that you go on a cruise, or that you go to a spa, or that you go, that you do some volunteer work at a place where there may be people who are going to be alone on Christmas, like a housing for the elderly, or a homeless shelter, or a battered woman shelter, or a VA hospital, or some place where just showing up and serving food, or sort of holding hands, or just saying hello, or spending some time with somebody is going to make a difference, so that you don't feel quite so isolated, you don't feel quite so alone, and then we can get to how this can honor your mom. But so I think that the first thing to do is figure out what makes sense for you to do on that day, that day of Christmas. And maybe Christmas Eve was a big deal in your family, so maybe that. But if you have a plan that just takes care of that 24 hours, then I think we can do the other, which is it may be that that your family tradition was to go to church on New Year's or on Christmas Eve, and so maybe if you're in the States, maybe you find a church on Christmas Eve and go. Although you need to actually check around. I did that one year with a bunch of people that we sort of had an orphan's Christmas. Everybody was really far from home, or was in a situation like you were, where there had been a recent death or a divorce or whatever. So I organized this huge Christmas Eve thing, and I thought what we were doing was going to a place that had a whole lot of Christmas carols, because I thought Christmas carols are really jubilant, and they remind all of us of our childhood and singing in our junior high school choir. And this was somehow, I found, I think, the only Episcopalian church in the United States that has no Christmas carols whatsoever, and they did. It was just no one was speaking to me by the end of the service, and they were right. I just assumed that all Christmas Eve services were interchangeable. So you may want to check and see what the actual program is, if that's something you want to do, because I did not do a good job of it. At any rate, so but I think if you know what you're going to do that day, so you're not sort of dreading this whole season because you have a specific plan on that day, then we can work backward from that to figure out how to deal with the recent loss of your mom. And as I said, that may be you and your brother fix her favorite dish. It may be that you go to the cemetery. It may be that you go to church. It may be that even though the family may be spread out, that maybe you do a Skype where everybody tells their favorite anecdote about your mom. So I think if you can figure out what you're going to do for that day, so it doesn't loom as this great black hole of Calcutta, then figuring out what you're going to do to remind yourself and remember your mom in a positive way, and it'll be a bit bittersweet because this is the first year, but it doesn't have to be bitter. It doesn't have to be completely sad and completely lonely. So figure out what you can do on that day that will make some sense. And again, it may involve travel. It may be involved getting out of Dodge. It may be involved volunteering someplace. And you've got a little over 2 weeks to manage it, which is not a huge amount of time, but it's not like it's tomorrow either. And if you do that, then you can move backwards about, all right, now how do I deal with mom, and how do I deal with the fact, as you say, that this is kind of the new order, that but a predictable new order, that most of us are probably going to outlive our parents, and therefore figuring out holidays without them. And there are lots of ways of doing it. There is leaving the extra place setting at the table. There is a religious service. There is telling anecdotes. There is keeping the family recipes intact. But it's kind of why holidays are important to human beings, is it allows us to both be in the present, remember our past, and then look into the future of future generations. And it's why when we say holiday traditions, we're not messing around. We're talking about ways of attaching our current self to our earlier generation and our earlier self, and also to kind of project into the future of how we want to be remembered.
Sounds good to me, Doc. I think that would be good advice for anybody this time of year, you know?
Okay, so let's. You want to focus for a minute? Is there a group that you're? So, how old are you, Jody?
I'm 67.
Okay, are you working or not working?
I'm working, but I'm considering retirement.
Okay, what kind of work do you do?
I'm an internet service technician. I do.
Okay. Well, do you know anybody who's? I mentioned a couple of possibilities. Do any of them appeal of a VA hospital or homeless shelter or domestic a woman's shelter or a children's hospital or and maybe sometimes just it used to be that you could go to the police station and volunteer to be a civilian answering phone calls on Christmas Day. I don't know that they do that anymore. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. You think about what areas you'd like to think about and we'll walk through them together, right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jody, whose mom has recently died, and so this is the first Christmas he's having to deal without her. And it's true in a lot of families, when the matriarch goes, that some of the adhesive, some of the social binding falls away. And he does have a brother and a sister, and he's got some kids, but he's divorced and saying, okay, this doesn't feel very good this time of year. And I'm saying, all right, divide it into two different segments. First is, what are you going to do for Christmas? And once you decide that, then we can decide on the larger issue of, for example, is this the first year where we, because mom's not there, that we understand that traveling to be with each other is difficult, but we set up a Skype brunch where we sit around and talk about, do stories about mom and do a Christmas carol together. And that's one possibility. Or is this the year that we sort of choose to to travel to different, you know, to one SIB hosts this year and somebody else hosts next year? Is this the year that we do a Secret Santa? Is this the year that we decide that we're all going to go? I mean, it's kind of short notice for everybody to go on a cruise or something like that, but it's certainly not out of the realms of possibilities that that we meet in some neutral place. So, you know, believe it, even if you don't feel very close to your sibs right now or even to your kids, it's not a bad time to reach out. You just have to make sure that you're not feeling so vulnerable that if people are not responding with as much enthusiasm as you'd hope, that you don't get your feelings hurt. But when the center fails, which really it has, because not failing in the usual sense, but the center isn't holding because mom isn't around anymore, that how do we deal with that? Because as you point out, this is what it's going to be going forward, and this is the year where you can establish the traditions, because everybody is probably, you're going to have a little bit more guilt, you're going to have a little bit more vulnerability, you're going to have a little bit more confusion this year than you'll probably ever have again. So before people get their little likes and dislikes and choices solidified, this may be the most fluid year that you'll have to organize something. And as I said, it may be something as minor as just let's do a Skype brunch together, and you know, at various time zones, and we'll all sit around and eat our scrambled eggs together. And that may just be part of it. And then part of it is, how do you take care of yourself with respect to maybe this is the year to tell some of your work associates of, look, this is my first year without mom, so if you've got an extra place at your table, I'd be glad to bring dessert or something of that sort. Again, you have to make sure that by saying that, I mean, it certainly has a good possibility of someone saying, gee, we didn't know, of course we'd love to have you, but you also need to make sure of people that you're not going to be completely devastated if someone says, gee, our table's completely full, or gee, we'd love to, but we can't this year, whatever. So you've got to make sure that whatever you're putting out there doesn't make you feel so vulnerable that if people don't respond as much and as well and as full-heartedly as you'd like, that you don't get devastated. And then you can figure out what to do about mom, of how do we honor mom. And it may be, it may be that we have a party at Christmas. It may be that we circulate mom's, you know, ugly antler sweater. But you hear, if you divide it into two separate parts, I think you're going to have or maybe even three separate parts. One is, what do I do for Christmas? One is, how do I relate to my sibs? And then the third is, how do I grieve for mom? But those are really three separate issues. The dealing with the sibs and the Christmas may overlap somewhat, but they can be separate. That whatever your sibs are willing to do or not willing to do, you can still make separate plans for yourself about Christmas.
You know, Doc, the third thing that you brought up was probably the root of the reason I called. I've been an EMT, rescue man, done all kinds of things, seen a lot of deceased people in our rescue operations. And I've always been sort of known as the hard face, the one who doesn't emote, you know?
Yeah.
And now I'm in a situation where the smallest little things take me to tears.
Well, that's an okay thing. And let me divide that into a couple of parts as well. One is, it's not a bad idea, especially this time of year, to find yourself a professional. To find yourself, I know I am, but I'm not, you know, I'm available in limited context, and I'm glad you called me. Thank goodness the phone lines were working. But also, maybe it's not a bad idea to find a therapist and just say, this is going to be kind of a difficult holiday for me, and I'd like to have a couple sessions before Christmas, or I'd like to have one before Christmas and maybe one after. But Jody, think about times in your life where someone that you thought was kind of a rock, whether it was, you know, a family member or a friend or someone at work, just reached out to you and said, look, I could use a little help this year or at this moment, or I just could use someone to talk to, that you usually, I think most of us are very flattered by that. And so think of somebody that you trust, that you think is a friend, and just say, you know what, I could just use somebody to talk to, or I could use, you know, I could use a little time with you. I'm just, you know, I know I've been the rock, but I could really use a little help. And most people are more than willing to do it. It just may not occur to them that you need that kind of help. So it's good for them, because they're quite often the people who are, no one ever asks for help. No one ever says, gee, you know, can you just spend some time with me? And it's always flattering. I mean, it may be inconvenient, but it's always flattering. But Jody, it's also a good exercise for you to understand that all God's children need some help sooner or later. And being able to just ask for it makes a huge difference. And it's just because it's not like we've got weak people and strong people. It's that we've got people who are very much in touch with their needs and people who are not. And for those people who are not, it's important to get in touch with them every once in a while. I think it makes us more compassionate. I think it makes us more sensitive. It also makes us more connected, because instead of being in that little high point, that little mountaintop that says everybody can come to me and I will help you, we sort of get down into the valley a little bit more and say, okay, I could use some help too. But you may need to ask for it. You don't have to sort of sob in somebody's arms and saying, help me, I can't make it through the night. I don't think it has to be that extreme, and I don't want you to get to that point. But just calling up somebody and saying, listen, I'm thinking about organizing an orphan's Christmas this year. If you don't have any place to go, or you know some people who don't have any place to go, I thought we'd do potluck at my house. I mean, just doing something like that.
Well, it's a great idea. Joy, I'm so happy I got a chance to talk to you, because it's a bit out of my control, and I'm a control freak, you know, to a certain extent. So.
Well, that may be the universe's way of kind of giving you, you know, the gift that you didn't really know that you wanted or needed this year, which is, you know, it's okay to not, you know, that there are a whole bunch of things that are not in our control. And if we can learn that, we're going to be a lot more flexible when stuff happens. So I'll tell you what, why don't you sort of take, you know, as soon as we're done, take a little bit of time and think about what makes sense to you and make some plans. And then, you know, why don't you call me back before the end of the week, and you can either give me an update about how things are going, or, you know, maybe a little bit more of a pep talk of, okay, well, all right, this didn't work, let's try this. But because I don't want you to sort of hang up the phone and saying, well, I feel much better, and then not do anything. Because there really does need to be some call to action here. There really does need to be the sense of, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And just get it started and see where you get. Okay?
I sure will. Thank you very much, Doc.
Okay, Jody. Yeah, I mean, I think that's an honest man who you can hear is having a difficult time with feeling needy. And this is a time of year for an awful lot of people. I have a friend that I met when I first came here. And I actually had she was one of my editors. So I met her when I first came here. And she is one of the people who loathes, and when I say loathes, I'm not kidding. I mean, it's not put on. She really hates this time of year and always has. And so it was a real revelation for me, I suppose, because I don't know why. I guess I suspect it's like people say, well, I don't know anybody who's gay. And somebody's response is, yes, you do. You just don't know that you do. So the issue about, you know, not liking Christmas, I guess it was just so socially unacceptable to say bah humbug. And in this part of the world, I suppose nothing is socially acceptable. Everybody says whatever's on their mind. But so it was really a revelation to me of somebody who felt, number one, felt that way, and number two, was absolutely outspoken about saying it. But because there is so much societal pressure to sort of view this as, like the song says, the most wonderful time of the year. If it is, great for you. If it's not, certainly can give me a call. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with Kathy, who's got a 17-year-old who will be 18 in a couple of months, who's got a court hearing about a supposedly violent confrontation with her mom, in which she alleges that her mom hit her, and mom says that she didn't, that the wounds that were inflicted were self-inflicted. And listen, Kathy, I think whether her dad gets custody at this moment or you get custody is nearly irrelevant. This kid is in serious trouble. She's doing poorly in school. She has a tendency to violently act out. She seems to be on not, you know, only a passing resemblance with the truth, and she's about to become emancipated. This kid needs a serious therapist. She may need to be residential treatment, but we're in search of a diagnosis here. I don't know whether she's hearing voices. I don't know whether she's clinically depressed. I don't know if she's borderline personality. But I think that this kid needs some help. And I think you and her dad were able to come together before about what was in her best interest, and I think you're going to have to do it again. And fighting him for custody is missing the point about this. It doesn't. She's not going to be any better off with you than she is with him, or him with you. This kid needs some serious intervention that she's not getting. Yeah. She's not doing well at school. What year is she?
She's a senior, and she's actually been our regular doctor. She's been to see psychologists, psychiatrists, etc. Our regular doctor gives her Adderall, a low dose of Adderall for concentration and schoolwork. And the nurse practitioner has recently told her that she believes she has PMDD, and she's on no medication for that. They have tried to tell her that they do believe that she has depression. She refuses to take any medication for that.
Well, but again, I think what you and her dad need to have a united front about saying is we need a competent diagnosis on what's going on with our kid, that she's about to become emancipated. She's about, are her grades good enough to graduate her?
Well, she was close when she started the online learning, but I don't know.
What is this kid good at? What's she good
at? She's wonderful at art.
All right. What we need to do is you need to get in touch with her dad today, and you need to say, look, it doesn't make any difference where she goes with me or she goes with you. This kid is about, she's a couple months away from being legally capable of living on her own. She's not educated. She doesn't have a skill. She has impulse control issues. We don't, you know, people are treating her brain like it's chicken soup. We just keep adding stuff. We don't know what the diagnosis is. The two of us need to present a united front that says it doesn't make any difference which parent she's with at this moment. She needs evaluation. She needs to be in a controlled environment. She needs to have some help about school. But, you know, she's about to be an adult, and we don't know what's going on with her. She's lost. She's brittle. She tends to be violent. And I think the only way to do this, you guys fighting about custody, is doing her no service at all. And she's not going to get any help as long as you guys are doing that.
Yes.
So I'd even be willing to say to him, listen, I won't oppose you for custody if you will agree that we need to get her we need to get her evaluated. We need to get, and the court can evaluate her so that you and I we're not trying to say who the better parent is or who the worst parent is. That you've got a kid who doesn't know how to behave around people. She's about to graduate, and hopefully she can read and write. She doesn't really.
Oh yeah.
I mean, but this is a lost soul, and you guys are about to lose any possible control over her. And I would use the couple months that you have as presenting a united front to the court, saying we're really worried about her, and it's not which parent is better, which parent is worse. That we need an evaluation. We need her to be in a safe environment. We need her to be. We don't even know what the diagnosis is here, except we've got a very sad, angry, unhappy kid who's about, the state's about to lose any control over. And the next time they're going to have any control over is when she's in prison. You know, and you don't need that.
That's
what I would do. I would call him today, and you can play this. You can play my response. You can have him call me. But I think that's the only shot that this kid has is...
Yeah, he will not communicate with me.
Well,
I've tried communicating with him since then.
Call his wife, call whatever. Have your lawyer call him and say, the issue is not custody. The issue is we've got to get her some help. And I'm willing to concede custody if that's what it's going to take.
Okay.
All right? Because this kid's falling through the cracks.
I know, and I'm scared to death for her.
I think you should be. I think you should be. So, and if you have to give up custody for 2 months, give up custody for 2 months. It's not the issue. The issue is somebody, you know, and saying to him, you know, I'll give you custody, but that's not the issue. The issue is she needs to be in residential treatment. We need to get an evaluation. She may need to be on medication. She needs to be in certainly at least a couple times a week therapy, if not more than that. We have a kid who is either violent or suicidal, depending on the day. She can't interact with her peers, so she has no social interaction. She's overly sexualized. And we don't even know what's going on, and we keep, you know, adding medications without really knowing what's going on. And this kid is sad and lonely, sexually acting out, and violent. Perfect. And she's about to be 18. What more do we want? So I give up custody if I have to get his attention for the two of you to say to the courts, we need to get this kid some help.
Okay.
Okay.
I will follow your words. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. Good luck, Cookie.
I wish you and your staff a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. Joanne, we're going to start you, kiddo, and then unless this is very quick, which I'd be surprised, but it may be, we'll hold you over and give you as much time as you need. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I am trying to figure out how to change a precedent in gift giving, specifically Christmas and birthdays, that I started with one of my sisters and her sons started when they were young and for Christmas and birthdays, and now they're grown. And I want to figure out how I can stop doing that or have them expect it from me.
Okay. What's the precedent? What's the rule at this moment?
Well, since the boys, there's three boys, and when they were young, because I feel bad for them because of they don't have much, and so my sister and her husband, she's been working for years, and he
okay, just tell me what the present, what the actual gift giving issue is.
I've been sending money to them. In birthday cards, I'll put like $20 to the boys, and then at Christmas, I get them a $50 gift card to a store.
Okay.
And that's what I've been doing.
Okay. How old are the boys at this moment?
They're around 30, 27. 17, all still living at home and nobody.
Wow. All right, let me put you on hold. No charge for being on hold, and we'll wander through this together at the beginning of the hour. Give you as much time as you need. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.